One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, is Tumblr making a comeback? But first, research suggests women in certain professions may be at higher risk of ovarian cancer. Hairdressers, beauticians, and accountants were among those professions, and those found to have a higher risk were also more likely to be exposed to a number of agents. Researchers in Canada said they include things like cosmetic talc, ammonia, hydrogen peroxide, polyester fibres and bleaches. But the researchers did admit the study doesn't show a definite association between professions and ovarian cancer risk. They've called for further research to assess potential hazards for female workers. It looks like Tumblr could be making a comeback as it attempts to hoover up internet users, leaving Twitter and Reddit. On its staff blog, it shared plans for redesigning the platform, making it easier to use, ensuring it has high-quality content, retaining and growing its creator base, and improving its performance, stability, and quality. The post said that the underlying problem is that Tumblr is not easy to use, and also said because the site is 15 years old, the brand carries the baggage of a person's preconceived impressions of Tumblr. With Twitter and Reddit users becoming disillusioned with the platforms, it could be the right moment for Tumblr to make a resurgence. So, could it lead to a new social media war? Tumblr versus Threads? The House of Lords has voted in favour of bringing changes to the Online Safety Bill to prevent platforms from being designed to push harmful content. Crossbench peer Baroness Kidron claims that social media companies needed to be prevented from using algorithms or other mechanisms to push children towards harmful content. She used the example of teenage boys being pushed towards Andrew Tate's posts and videos simply because of a content-neutral friend recommendation mechanism. The divisive social media personality has been charged with rape, human trafficking, and forming a crime gang to sexually exploit women, but he denies all allegations against him. Lady Kidron said to push hundreds of thousands of children towards Andrew Tate for no other reason than benefiting commercially from the network effect is a travesty for children and it undermines parents. Now, to Iceland, where a volcano has erupted just 20 miles from the country's biggest airport. Mount Fagradalsfjall near Iceland's capital Reykjavik erupted after intense earthquake activity. Officials in the area said yesterday that there was no imminent hazard to people in the region. A plume of smoke from the eruption did lead to domestic flights being delayed, but so far it's not likely to affect flights as badly as the volcanic ash cloud back in 2010, which effectively turned the skies of Northern Europe into a no-fly zone. Twitter users have spotted the platform's apparently limiting search results for people's Thread account URLs. A Threads user shared a screenshot of Twitter's error message when searching for URL:threads.net. It came up with no results, despite a lot of Twitter users tweeting links to their Threads profiles as they encourage followers to join them on Meta's new platform. Users have found a way around it, though. If you search for the same thing in Twitter without the dot, it works. Coming up, the dangers of crypto ATMs and proof that humans can hear silence? Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. A warning for anyone thinking about using a crypto ATM machine. You risk losing your funds. That's from the Financial Conduct Authority, which is continuing to crack down on unregistered crypto ATMs in the UK. They're physical machines that allow people to access their crypto wallet to buy and sell different crypto assets with cards or cash. They're generally found in shops, but have also been spotted in pubs, restaurants, takeaways, and even hairdressers. The FCA says if you use one, you're using a machine that's operating illegally, and you might be handing your money over to criminals. Now, research suggests that bisexual behaviour in macaque monkeys is widespread and may be beneficial to them. After 3 years of observations, Imperial College London researchers say that most males were behaviourally bisexual and that variation in same-sex activity was something they inherited. They also found that males who mounted each other were more likely to back each other up in conflicts, something which could be one of many social benefits to same-sex sexual activity. The team said their research challenges the beliefs of some that same-sex activity is a rare behaviour in non-human animals or solely the product of unusual environmental conditions. And finally, can you hear that? Well, experts say you can. Research carried out at Johns Hopkins University indicates that people may hear silence in the same way that they hear sounds. They put 1,000 participants through a series of auditory illusions which alter how long we perceive time. One example is known as the one is more illusion, where one long beep seems longer than two short consecutive beeps, even when the two sequences are equally long. The team at Johns Hopkins carried out the same test but replaced the beeps with silences and found they produced the same results, suggesting our brains treat silences the way they treat sounds. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader podcast for the latest news from the Evening Standard. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.